Retail spending in Canada gained traction in October following September's increase. Seasonally adjusted retail sales rose 0.7% to $66.9 billion, trailing the consensus forecast for a 0.8% gain, and led by higher sales at motor vehicle and parts dealers. Price-adjusted retail sales were up 1.4% during the month. Early estimates provided by Statistics Canada for November suggest retail sales were unchanged. In BC, spending rose 0.5% to reach $9.1 billion during the month. Year-to-date sales were also up 0.7%. The data is unadjusted for seasonality at the store level, but year-over-year figures indicate a boost, primarily from a 7.6% increase in sales at motor vehicle and parts dealers, although not as much as the 11.4% gain in September. Food and beverage retailers' sales also pulled back during the month, falling 4.9%. Sales of clothing and related items rose 6.9% in October, while general merchandise retailers' sales posted a 6.3% increase. Meanwhile, sales of building materials, garden equipment and supplies dealers declined 5.4%, likely in response to the weakening housing market in the province. Additionally, sales at gasoline stations and fuel vendors declined 6.2%. Sporting goods, hobby, musical instrument, book and miscellaneous retailers' sales followed suit with a 14.5% decline as consumers restricted unnecessary spending. Adjusted for seasonal factors, Vancouver metro area retail sales increased 0.7% on a monthly basis. Year-to-date sales also show an increase of 0.5% in the area. Total BC employment declines in October. BC employers reported a decline in their non-farm payrolls in October. From the latest survey of employers, payroll and hours, October saw a seasonally adjusted decrease of 0.3% or 8,600 positions, bringing down the total job count in BC to 2.54 million positions. Goods-producing industries reported 1% or 3,900 fewer positions, while services-producing industries reported 0.1% or 2,700 fewer positions. The seasonally adjusted job vacancy rate increased by 4.3%, up 4% from the previous month. The vacancy rate represents approximately 108,620 vacant positions. The largest decline in positions reported in goods-producing industries was in construction, which reported 1.8% or 3,500 fewer positions at 187,000. This is the lowest number since the start of the year. Also reporting fewer positions was manufacturing, which reported a reduction of 0.5% or 8,000 positions. Offsetting these declines was a 2.1% increase, equivalent to 500 positions, reported in mining, quarry, and oil and gas extraction. Within services-producing industries, 1,900 or 1% fewer positions were reported in educational services, 0.8% or 1,500 fewer positions were reported in professional, scientific, and technical services, and 0.4% or 1,500 fewer positions were reported in the trade industry. Healthcare and social assistance, meanwhile, reported 0.6% or 1,900 more positions. On the wage front, seasonally adjusted average weekly earnings jumped 4.8% to $1,230.54 on a year-over-year basis, which is lower than last month's revised 5.7% increase. Month-over-month, average weekly earnings were down 0.6%, with goods-producing industries reporting a 2.4% increase and services-producing industries reporting a 1.3% decrease. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.